Each weekend, I have a number of resources that I look to for help in directing me into putting together my homily. This weekend, one of the resources are the eighth grade faith formation classes that I visited with a couple weeks ago. And in taking this gospel, I asked them to reflect on it back to me, what they heard, what they saw in that reading. In a few minutes, I'll share that with you, but first, a story. Coach Freeze, assistant football coach, was loved and admired not only by athletes, but also by non-athletes in the Parkland, Florida community of which he was a part of. ESPN.com did a story on him. And whether they were an athlete they talked to, a non-athlete, or a member of the community, no one was surprised that Coach Freese ran towards the shooting to take a bullet for the students. He was a security guard, an assistant football coach, graduate in 1999 of Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, California. Coach Freese, on Ash Wednesday, along with 17 others, lost their lives. He, in protecting two students, died at the age of 37. Whether you were part of his family, his wife, or children, or part of the school as an athlete or non-athlete, or part of the community, everyone said he was the kind of person who was more concerned about what he could do for others than what could be done for him. And in particular, he was very attentive to high-risk kids. As assistant football coach, many of his players were at risk. And so with the money that he made as a security guard and assistant football coach, he would put together a DVD on his own expense of one of these student athletes and send it off to different coaches and would say, even if this does not interest you or you can't use this particular person, please pass it on to another coach. As a result, 70 to 90 young people who would have been lost in the cracks were able to attain a college education. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said of his friend, "Before you even heard how he died, you knew he died putting himself in harm's way to save others. That's who he was. He died running toward danger while others were correctly running away from danger." Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, still walks among us and lives among us in the people in our life and in various ways lay down their lives. When I read this gospel to the eighth grade faith formation students, I asked them, what are the qualities that you hear as you listen to this Good Shepherd? This is what they said. "We'll do anything to protect their sheep. Not afraid. They care. Take in others who are not part of the fold. Selfless, responsible, brave, trustworthy, faithful, confident, wise. Cares enough to give up his life. The way he interprets things, looks at what is the big picture." Qualities, I believe, not just of the Good Shepherd and of Jesus, but these are qualities of the eighth graders and of each and every one of us. Because you see, Jesus has said to us, I need you to be my presence. I need you to be the good shepherd. One of the students said, what does it mean in the gospel where Jesus said, there are others who are not a part of this fold, but they will be? What Jesus was saying was, those at that time were not going to be the only ones that were the ones he was concerned about and part of. What Jesus meant, that from now on, no one will be excluded. No boundaries will be set up of who belongs to the fold. There will be no one who does not experience the love of God in their life. Everyone, no matter who you are part of this fold. Those eighth graders also knew who it was that were examples of the Good Shepherd. This is what they said. Parents, best friends, church leaders, teachers, coaches, pets, siblings, grandparents, military, religion teachers. Many of these were repeated a number of times. But I also said, so who are the hired hands? Who are the wolves that you see in your life and in this world today? The hired hands? A person who was all about pay, greed. They have no courage, no care. They're selfish. Powerful leaders who are in it only for themselves. Untrustworthy business people. And what of the wolves? The bully at school. The one who tempts you off the paths towards drugs, alcohol, money, or fame. Students who are rude and don't care if they hurt someone. Someone who uses you. When things are tough, they ignore you. People who pressure you into doing what you don't want to do. You and I are invited to take those qualities and to be that good shepherd in reflection of Jesus Christ. But we also need to remember the line in the gospel where Jesus says, I know you. I know your health. I know your problems. I know your hurt. I know your painful memories. I know your worries. I know your anxieties. I know who you are and what is part of your life and going on in your life. And he says, remember this. My promise is to stay with you and guide you through it. That is our good shepherd. The eighth graders reflect it. You and I are called to reflect it. And so our prayer for the week. Who will we be a good shepherd to in sharing a quality of the good shepherd? And then where in our life do we need the good shepherd to know our needs and believe his promise to be faithful to us? Let's pray with that as we go into the week.